Picture this. A suicidal man sits in a bathtub, threatening to electrocute himself. Instead of pleading or forcing him out, police officer George Thompson does something unexpected. He vividly describes the agonizing death that awaits, then casually offers to share 104 easier ways to die. The man immediately jumps out. This counterintuitive approach exemplifies verbal judo, a communication methodology that has saved countless lives since its development. What makes this approach so powerful is Thompson's unique background as both an English professor with a PhD and a street cop who joined the force at age 35, combining academic understanding with real-world application in ways few communication experts can match. The birth of verbal judo came from observing masters at work. During a violent domestic dispute, Thompson's partner, Bruce Fair, walked in, completely ignored the screaming couple, and began casually reading their newspaper. He then looked up and asked if he could use their phone about a car advertisement. The bewildered couple instantly shifted from fighting to hosting, their conflict completely dissolved by this unexpected approach. This incident revealed how communication principles could redirect hostile energy without force, just like martial arts. The core goals became clear: ensuring personal safety through mind-mouth harmony, enhancing professionalism by reducing complaints, and increasing efficiency by saying it right the first time. We all face verbal sucker punches. The dismissive chill out from a teenager, the secretary who lies about the boss's availability, or the unreliable friend. While physical wounds heal, emotional wounds from harsh words often persist. You can learn to take criticism with dignity. As Sun Tzu said, to subdue the enemy without fighting is the highest skill. When verbally attacked, avoid defending yourself as it only invites counterattack. Like the teenage driver who simply replied, "Texas," when Thompson angrily asked where he learned to drive, disarm attackers with simple truth. The benefits extend beyond better communication. You'll remain calm when provoked. If someone upsets you, they own you. Preserve face for both parties, establish empathy, and view conflict as a learning opportunity. Ancient samurai saw battles as chances to learn, not just win. Being criticized means you're making an impact. The alternative is isolation or constant people-pleasing. Great communicators simplify complex ideas through metaphors and examples, reading their audience and speaking in language they understand. The ultimate goal is achieving voluntary compliance, as when an officer says, "Hey friend, let's do each other a favor," offering a win-win alternative to confrontation. People across all cultures fall into three basic types. Nice people cooperate the first time you ask. They're naturally agreeable and rarely stand up for themselves. While not problematic, they deserve respect. Mistreat them, and they'll eventually withdraw support. Since they're rare, cherish rather than exploit them. Difficult people won't comply immediately. They respond with "why" and "what for" instead. Don't waste time explaining your authority. Show them what's in it for them first, using consequences only as backup. View their questions as opportunities to educate and earn respect. Wimps are the most challenging. They act nice but are secretly difficult. They agree to your face while planning revenge behind your back. When confronted, they back down immediately but require monitoring. Once exposed, they typically leave you alone, either abandoning their tactics or finding easier targets. Certain phrases guarantee conflict rather than cooperation. "Come here" often translates to "go away" in the listener's mind. Better to say, "Excuse me, I need to chat with you." "You wouldn't understand" insults intelligence. Replace with, "This might be difficult to explain, but..." Because those are the rules, triggers rebellion. Explain reasoning to show respect. "It's none of your business" labels listeners as outsiders. Instead, explain why information can't be shared. "Calm down" escalates emotions. Better to remain calm yourself and say, "It's going to be all right. Talk to me about what's troubling you." "What's your problem?" shifts blame. Instead, ask, "How can I help?" Absolutes like you never or you always provoke defensiveness. Express how specific behaviors affect you. When you're late without calling, I feel like my schedule doesn't matter. I'm doing this for your own good breeds cynicism. If something truly benefits another, demonstrate with concrete examples. Empathy, understanding another's perspective, is communication's most powerful concept, distinct from sympathy, liking, or agreement. When you stop thinking like those in your relationships, those connections deteriorate. This skill forms the core of both physical and verbal judo. Mushin, the still center, provides the foundation by helping you remain calm, read your opponent, and redirect aggression positively. Like a willow tree surviving strong winds by bending, the flexible mind deflects rather than confronts verbal abuse. Strip phrases such as appreciate that or understand that function as verbal deflectors that disempower insults. They help maintain composure under pressure, serve as springboards over verbal attacks, and preserve your credibility with observers. Being a contact professional means using presence and words to generate voluntary compliance even from difficult people. This requires mastering three communication arts: representation, speaking for your organization, translation, conveying messages effectively, and mediation, helping others see resolution-oriented perspectives. LEAPS stands for Listen, Empathize, Ask, Paraphrase, and Summarize. Projecting engagement through facial expressions and eye contact often matters more than actual listening. Empathy requires understanding another's perspective to determine the most effective appeal: ethical, professional, reasonable, logical, personal, benefits/consequences, or practical, humor, redirection. Questions come in several forms. Fact-finding questions gather data. General questions allow open responses. Opinion-seeking questions validate others. Direct questions elicit yes-no answers, while leading questions typically anger people by imposing words. Paraphrasing, restating another's meaning in your own words, can interrupt emotional tirades and transform them into productive conversations. Begin with the sword of insertion, phrases like whoa, followed by let me be sure I heard what you just said. Summarizing condenses discussions into brief, conclusive statements that leave little room for argument. Those who convey authority excel at summarizing, using authoritative tone to signal the discussion is complete. Genuine praise motivates powerfully, but people distrust it when paired with criticism. Deliver criticism first if needed, then follow with specific praise about strengths rather than generic compliments. Great communication requires maintaining your professional face over ego protection and treating others respectfully. Though simple concepts, these demand consistent practice. Today's world demands more than competence. You must present yourself well. Let others express themselves while ensuring compliance with your directives. Show less ego to gain power, control your temper, and listen more than you speak. Remember, empathy absorbs tension. When you project understanding, you soak up others' tension like a sponge. Even when techniques fail you, genuine empathy will help you succeed in verbal self-defense, navigating our conflict-filled world with dignity and effectiveness.